The headline reads, Kirby's impact nearly $10 million. Bill O'Boyle, writing in the Times Leader on December 20th, 1 week ago today, begins his report this way. The F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts generates nearly $9.8 million in annual economic impact in Luzerne County alone from its activities and spending by visitors and crews. An economic impact study by the Institute for Public Policy and Economic Development at Wilkes University states the Kirby supports 376 jobs in a variety of sectors and hosted 86,545 visitors in the 2016-2017 season at 144 performances or events. That from reporter Bill O'Boyle writing in the Times Leader. That news would come as no surprise to Howard Grossman, fundraising director at the Pittston Memorial Library, board member of the Wyoming Valley Art League, and former executive director of the Economic Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania. Howard Grossman has long been aware of the relationship between economic development and the arts and cultural sectors of the society, and he stops in at the WVIA studios from time to time to talk about some of the latest developments on that front in our area.
The arts are always out there, but many people do not know the extent to which the arts relate to this community, the regional community. And when you talk about Northeastern Pennsylvania, the arts are very, very important. There's a lot of good examples of artistic talent that exists all across the board. When you use the term arts, not just painting, it's music, it's everything else that's attached to the arts. And I believe that the arts are an excellent focus for economic development. And economic development, not only in terms of the jobs that are created by the artistic community, the income that's created and everything like that, but using the arts as a tool to attract new economic growth. And I think that's very, very important. Sometimes we forget that that's really part of what we're talking about. When I use the term arts, I'm also talking about the entertainment industry, and that industry sector is extremely important to this region, especially over the last 30 years. And I've said before in these programs, but I'll say it again, that we have things today that just didn't exist 30 years ago. We have the Kirby Center, which brings marvelous art to the greater Wilkes-Barre area in northeastern PA. We have the Scranton Cultural Center. We have the arena. We have the stadium, we have the Pocono International Raceway, and all of these things add up to entertainment, recreation, and I think the arts. And we have a lot of opportunities through groups like the Wyoming Valley Art League to have exhibits. And as you're aware, we bought a building about 5.5 years ago, which was the Luzerne County Medical Society, and the Medical Society now rents space from us. So there's a way to really tie medicine into the arts. And the Art League has Sunday venues there. We have Sunday at the Circle, as it's called. We have exhibits. We have two galleries. We have part of Third Friday that the Art League is involved with. And also, I think we contribute to the entire community that way. And it's probably inside the finest building in the city of Wilkes-Barre because it's built like the Capitol. The outside looks like the Capitol to some extent, much smaller and so forth, but it's our version of it. And we've really done a lot inside that facility, inside that venue, to make it more useful to the community that comes into that facility. And the last time or the two times ago that I was there at an event, we had 200 people there. So that's an amazing number. And I think that's just going to grow in the future. In fact, the Art League has plans to look at other facilities. And we're in the process of doing that right now. And we want to also look at something that I think needs to be modeled. And that's the Lackawanna County Cultural Department. And I had a chance to go to one of their meetings recently where they brought in an architect and so forth. And that's also part of the artistic nature of Northeastern PA. If you look at the architecture, we have marvelous architecture. And there's a lot of things that can be done in connection with that particular opportunity. And Lackawanna County has a cultural department. They have a staff. They have a grant program. It's just very, very meaningful. 2 years ago, I had the great ability to participate as a peer reviewer of projects. And I had 35 projects, and each peer reviewer specialized in five or six. But at the end, we looked at all of them, and it was an all-day event. And really, the county commissioners deserve a lot of credit for forming that kind of organization. The staff is just wonderful, Marine and so forth. And I believe that's something that ought to be followed in eventually, hopefully in Luzerne County and other parts of northeastern Pennsylvania. And the other thing that's very, very important that really started, I'd say, 30 years ago or more, now we have in most of our counties in this region an arts council at the county level. And we'd like to see them grow, and some of them are, and they have great staff opportunities, they have great boards and so forth. So that's really an asset that's very, very important when you start talking about the arts in this region.
There is a certain synergy. You mentioned the Kirby Center and the exciting things that are taking place at the Wyoming Valley Art League. But just recently, Wilkes University moved the Sardoni Gallery that had been on South River Street, and now it's nearer to you and it's on South Main Street. So there is that sense of the larger arts district that you all are conceiving.
Absolutely. And my wife and I had an opportunity to attend the grand opening, or the reopening, really, of the Sardoni Gallery. And I think that is going to be a way to create this arts district. And you and I have talked about this on this program in the past, and many other communities across the country. When they start talking about revitalizing their downtown area, it may not start with the arts, but the arts are there, and especially those communities that have what I define as an arts district. And we have the opportunity here through the Sardoni Gallery, through the Art League, through the Marquee Art and Frame Shop, through what Joe Mateo has done with his buildings on South Franklin Street. So there's a tremendous, I think, asset there in trying to formalize some kind of Wilkes-Barre area arts district. And if that's done, and you see what's happened with Third Friday there, and First Friday in Scranton, Second Friday in Pittston. And I can also add that we have in Pittston a wonderful way to express the arts through the sculpture that's there, through the murals that are there, through the artwork that is there, through Second Friday that happens in the better weather conditions. We have, I think, a tremendous facility there. And that's being added to, by the way, by the group that I work with, and that's the Pittston Memorial Library. The Pittston Memorial Library is really like a community center. And we just had something that's, I'd say, is artistic too. We had a scarecrow festival around Halloween time, and we had 450 people come out and see all the scarecrows that have been created. And then we had them outside. We had them, some of them inside in the beginning. And the festival, I think, was such a smashing success. It's going to be replicated, hopefully, year after year after year. So that's another way to define the arts in the greater Pittston area and part of northeastern Pennsylvania. And I think if people had the opportunity to go, if they lived, let's say, in the Wilkes-Barre area, and they haven't been to Scranton recently, and they haven't been to the Pocono Mountains recently, they haven't been to Schuylkill County recently. And if you go across the whole region, you have a lot of activity that deals with the arts. And while I don't have the latest economic impact data, the data that I have seen statewide is really enormous. And it really is something that people should have a better understanding of. And we need to get more information out. And I give credit to WVIA because you know about the arts event that was held here. And I was there and part of the planning team. And that's something that ought to be replicated in the future, and hopefully it will be.
And that is bringing people from the arts together to talk with each other, because we're all connected perhaps through computers, but there's nothing like face-to-face and being able to have that interchange. And you're right, and I hope we'll be able to schedule something like that here, because we could be a convener. That's the word they like to use in this building.
It's like I always quote, when I can, JFK, when he said, the arts are the touchstone of democracy. And I think those few words really say it all. And I think that's very true. If people had more knowledge about what was happening in the arts in northeastern PA, they would see that as part of our way of expressing democracy in this region. And I've mentioned some of the venues and some of the assets that exist. And I want to also say that I had the opportunity to visit the Pauli Freedman Gallery at Misericordia recently, and they have brought a lot of very fine art to that part of the region in the Back Mountain and so forth. And they attract people from outside that area to attend. And that's something that should be highlighted and developed. And I would like to see more, I guess, columns dealing with both in the print media and the electronic media, dealing with the arts. And you do such a superb job with this kind of program and what WVIA-TV does. And it's all adding greatly to what I think is a very, very important asset.
We get to the end of the year, and it's a time to think about what went on in the past and look forward with hopes to the future. Do you have some hopes for the coming year, some things that you'd wish for?
Yes, I do. I think the fact that we've had successful Third Fridays, for example, if you look on a map of northeastern PA, you'd see that that is certainly a trend that I think is going to grow and grow in the future. And I think what the Kirby Center is bringing in, what is shown and presented at the Scranton Cultural Center and some of the other venues, Hazelton has a venue, and there's just too many dimension, actually, that allows artistic expression to be presented. And I've seen more and more exhibits, and I think you're going to see a lot more art exhibits next year and the years thereafter. And I think that's all healthy, because that will hopefully, as I said earlier, attract economic growth into northeastern Pennsylvania, which has always been the highest priority, and it will continue to be a high priority. And I would like to see the use of the arts as a way to express ways to add jobs and improve the economy here.
And we'll ask you to put on your Wyoming Valley Art League cap, Howard, and just let people know, for example, of the opportunities. If they're not members of the Wyoming Valley Art League, the things that are available, classes, space to work sometimes in an open way, the social Tuesdays, and those sorts of things are all possibilities.
They're definitely all possibilities. We have an outstanding coordinator, Robert Husky, who's really working very diligently on trying to do a lot of these things. The board's very, very active, meets monthly. We've added some new people to the board over the last year, so that's a healthy trend. We want to get the word out. I think one of the things we need to do at the Art League is to continue to get the word out so that people understand what goes on in that part of Wilkes-Barre and northeastern PA and what opportunities exist to improve their knowledge of what goes on in that kind of building. And you've participated in events there Sunday at the Circle, and you'll probably do more of that next year. So that's something to look forward to. And we have to give a lot of credit to the volunteers who help us put all the events on and expand the ability to get the word out across the region. But publicity and promotion, those are very important words that I think you're going to see more of next year. One thing that I would like to see in the Wilkes-Barre area is maybe a meeting of groups that deal with the arts. And that would be a new initiative that hopefully could happen next year sometime and be a way to bring groups together so that they can work more closely together. And that's very important when you start talking about artistic activities in the Wilkes-Barre area and other parts of this region.
Howard Grossman, fundraising director at the Pittston Memorial Library, board member of the Wyoming Valley Art League, and former executive director of the Economic Development Council of Northeastern Pennsylvania, speaking about the relationship between economic development and the arts and cultural activity in the region. And he is particularly excited about the Circle Center for the Arts, the home of the Wyoming Valley Art League. And we will give you the website address there to check on the events that are happening in downtown Wilkes-Barre. WyomingValleyArtLeague.org, WyomingValleyArtLeague.org. www.artsarealive.org, and that's in the middle of the block. It's not on South Franklin Street. It's not on South Main Street. It's between the two, the inside of the block. A very distinctive building and a wonderful place to partake of the performing arts and, of course, the visual arts. WyomingValleyArtLeague.org.